thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Team.
Glad to have you back, sir. How you doing today, Ray?
It's the Urban Sports Team on the Az Radio Network. I'm hosting.
You're hosting?
Yes, indeed.
I'm kind of disappointed, man. I expected to have the whole Cool in the Game back. I really did. I'm really disappointed.
I'm honestly trying to pick up the energy right now because the Wizards are playing. It's depressing watching them play. Milwaukee, who is not a good team, is beating them by nine right now. First quarter. Just ended, actually, I should say.
And when I reference, I mean not having the whole game here. That means Will T is not here in the building, or the apartment, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, and he hit one of your moves. Remember when you were stuck in traffic? You said, nah, when you were stuck. That's what he did today. Just the email saying,
any
I will not be at the show. Not because I'm busy or work is stressful, but I will not be at this show.
I don't think we can compare an 8-hour ordeal in traffic due to the snowstorm compared to what Will's probably dealing with.
Hey, stop trying to be a ladies' man. Stop trying to drop the ladies off at home. Downtown Silver Spring.
Man, I was just being a friend. That's all I had
to do. For those of you listening nationally, Silver Spring is where I live, too. Come see us. Even though I'm getting ready to move, hopefully, soon.
Yeah, I hope you do, too, man. That'd be a blessing, man. Silver Spring.
Yeah, I didn't realize how long the process takes.
I hope you move to PG.
That's the plan.
That's what I'm talking about. Back in pre. That's what I'm talking about.
But people don't know what that is, though.
Oh, Prince George's County. It's located in Maryland, the DMV, what we like to call it.
Yeah, I'm not moving to the district.
Yeah, but you know, Maryland.
District sales tax, property taxes, all those things.
Well, I'm glad to have you back in Prince George's County.
Man. I don't like the voice that you're sounding. I'm not back in PG County.
Oh, yeah.
It all depends, man. You know the prices are good right now, so.
That's true.
Wherever you end up is where you end up. Howard, wherever. But anywhere but the district, even though we, you know. Call it the DMV, hey, it's all one, I guess.
Yeah, Washington, D.C., the district, whatever.
Again, it's the Urban Sports Team on the Az Radio Network, azradio.com, EYESradio.com. Shout out to Chris and the Commission, Upper 90, the other two shows that are on the Az Radio Network, the pregame, the tradition. Let's get started. RG3, he's a big topic right now in town.
Yeah.
He unofficially ran a 4.38 in the 40 at the Combine. And there are reports that the Rams are trading out that number two spot. Should the Skins go out and get it?
At first, I wanted Peyton Manning go hard. I was like, I want Peyton. But, you know, after seeing the 40 time, being the second, having the second 40 time, second fastest 40 time to Michael Vick. Michael Vick was number one. I want the dude, man. I'm willing to trade my first, next year's first, and a second round pick to get the dude. If that's what the bargain is,
that's what it is.
Well, you know, Atlanta gave up a lot to get Roddy White. I mean, not Roddy White. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Julio Jones.
That was too much too.
I'm saying, hey, we need a quarterback bad. I'm sorry. This is not. Y'all didn't need Julio Jones that bad, but we need a quarterback that bad. Did you see Sexy Rex? No, we.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think going to that drastic measure is necessary when. Anything at this point seems like an upgrade. Kyle Orton seems like an upgrade.
Nah, but you got to build your franchise around.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be him, though.
Yeah, it does have to be him. It has to be.
I'm not saying go out and get Blaine Gabbert, but don't give up your whole franchise.
Give
for that
up
guy.
All you need. The Redskins,
that's
what
too
they
much.
Need.
Come
no,
on
no, you got to give it for a quarterback. Too much is going for another position.
You think the Rams' asking price is going to be that high?
Yeah, the Browns are willing to do it.
Well, let him do it.
Nah, don't let him do it.
Cleveland has a history of losing.
Man, let the Redskins. The Redskins have a history of losing of late.
No, they don't.
Of late?
No, they don't.
Of late, they don't.
Cleveland has never won a Super Bowl.
That's
the Redskins
true.
Have tradition
I'm
on their side.
I'm late.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
The only thing the Redskins have at this point is tradition.
You can't. You
just like
can't.
The pregame.
You can't just shut up, man.
That's the laugh. You're going to listen later and say,
man,
shut up,
I
Wally.
I know, man. I'm going to hear this and I'm going to say, shut up. I can't stand my laugh. But you can't just accept being a loser, man. That's all. The Redskins can't accept being a loser. It's been too long.
Man, Daniel Snyder is no idiot. Now, he may say what he wants to say. Oh, I'll throw my money out there. I want to win. Maybe that's clear, but he makes money.
That's true.
The Redskins are still a top five franchise in all the sports, and that's including overseas soccer teams like Real Madrid. That's not the name I was looking for. Fill me in. What's the name I was looking for? Number one sports franchise in the world.
Isn't it Real Madrid?
Is that it?
I think it is Real Madrid.
I don't think that's it.
I think it is. You're talking about, yeah, I think it's Real Madrid. Or they're in the league, whatever, one or the other.
What is it? It's something else. Come on, it's a big-time team.
Well, Google it later.
All right.
But, nah, I'm back on. The Redskins need to make this. They need to make this move. It needs to happen. But, in baseball news, Nationals have signed Ryan Zimmerman to a six-year deal for $100 million. Oh, I know you're a fan, kind of a fan of the Nats. Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I am a Nationals fan, and I think that was too much money. But he's been loyal to the franchise, to the Learners, so I don't have a problem with it. I'm mad at this deal in combination with Jason Worth's deal. And he set out practice day with back spasms, and it just made me angry. Like, you even spent $200 million on Jason Worth and Ryan Zimmerman.
Man, Ryan,
when doggone Albert Pujols is out here.
Man, Ryan's, I'm happy that they paid him that amount of money. He's still one of the best. He's one of the best young third basemen in the game.
Hope he gets healthy.
And, you know, main thing, take care of your own. You know, we look at the franchises, like the Washington Redskins in this area or whoever, or other franchises, they don't take care of their own. They'll let them go and
Manchester U is who I was
thinking about. And they'll value another team's high priced gun instead of just taking care of their own. So I got to give props to the Nats for doing it. Maybe the Orioles can learn from it and try to take care of their own.
It doesn't even matter because he's going to be an afterthought when the season starts because Bryce is coming up this year. I'm telling you.
When do you think Bryce is coming up? When do you think Bryce is coming up?
I think sometime this season, just like Strasburg did. It doesn't matter when. The countdown is on to Bryce.
Bryce has to produce in spring training for it to happen.
I don't know why you don't like him.
That's not be premature.
I don't know why
you don't like him. No, because as a dude that watches baseball for years,
he's a phenom.
For a dude that watches baseball for years, I've seen phenoms and I've seen the hype. You still got to produce in spring training. You got to produce in AAA. Jason Hayward was a beast.
He's
not. But he had a terrible year last year. Who is a beast? He had a terrible year
last
year.
But his first year, he was good.
It was 285. He started off good.
That's what Ryan Zimmerman hit last year.
Yeah, he started off good, and then he ended off kind of, you know, on a slump. But that's to be expected. Weeders struggled at the. He struggled at
the
end.
In the beginning,
got.
But now he's gotten much better.
He struggled in the beginning when he first got called up.
Weeders ain't Bryce Harper though. I'm sorry.
He is. People have a short term memory. Jason Hayward was Bryce Harper. Jason Hayward was no. You look at the what they said about Jason Hayward in the minors. He was Bryce Harper, and he produced big time.
Prior to the minors, Bryce Harper is nothing like him so far.
You know what? All right, I'll give you a promise. Who was Bryce Harper in the minors? I mean, before he came to the minors, high school. Delmon Young. Delmon Young was Bryce Harper. Delmon Young was Bryce Harper.
Yeah, in a different era, in a sense.
I'm just saying he was Bryce Harper. Delmon Young was pegged to be the next big thing easily. That's the truth.
But I mean, have you seen? This dude hit.
Have you seen Delmon Young? Did you see Delmon Young hit when he
first
got
called? No, actually I didn't.
Delmon Young was awesome when he first came into the minors. He was tore up the minors. When he got to Tampa, it was totally different.
All right. I'm not going to argue with you. But in my opinion, Bryce is what everybody's looking forward to, the fans.
You still got to produce. I understand. I think he's going to be
Ryan
good.
Ryan Zimmerman it has produced, but he doesn't have that zest, that fan appeal.
Because Bryce Harper has an edge to him. I agree.
The Legion of Doom paint? Are you serious?
He has an edge to him. He'll carry the home team's sports team. So
I'm definitely going.
He's carried all the DC sports teams already.
I took a year off because last time I went, Adam Dunn, shout out to Midway Madness. Adam Dunn struck out three times when I went. They played the Cubs. This is when, what's the crazy dude's name played for the Cubs? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Zimbrano.
Zimbrano's crazy. But they had another crazy guy, Milton Bradley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had a good game. We got to see what's his face return. I'm having a tough night thinking. Good gravy. Played for the Nationals. The Cubs overpaid for him.
Soriano.
He played good. The Cubs just outplayed the Nationals from top to bottom that night. And I was just so frustrated. Adam Dunn didn't – like I said, he struck out three times. I think it was 0-for-4 that night with three strikeouts. It was frustrating to watch. Zimmerman, he's good, trust me, but he doesn't have that that killer instinct that I want to see as a fan.
Well,
so
Zimmerman,
he looked like he didn't care that night.
But the thing about Zimmerman, it really is one of the best third basemen in baseball. And you have to, you know, it's rare to have a good third baseman who can hit.
He's all right. He's not A-Rod, though. Nothing like that.
Oh, yeah. He can hit. And at this point in time, he might be even better than A-Rod at this point in time. He might be. Because he can defend.
At this age, you mean?
Yeah, this age.
Oh, yeah.
Because he can defend.
I'm not going to argue that.
He can defend and he can hit. You can't deny that. And now you should be. Now, to me, he actually has talent around him that can even make him better.
Well, the pregame is all yours from here on out. Just
I know. I can tell, man. Because I know you didn't see this boxing match. But I did. Devin Alexander fought Marcos Maidana. On Saturday, defeating him in a unanimous decision. It went 10 rounds. Saw the fight. I got to say, I'm happy for Devin Alexander because his last couple of fights, you know, he hasn't looked good. He moved up to 147, and he looked good. He's dominated. He dominated Maidana. And if you look at it, Amir Khan, who fought Maidana, didn't do it. And so you look at it like, okay, dang, he did something that Amir Khan couldn't do, who's known to be probably one of the best boxers pound for pound in boxing. So for this kid to do that, you know, especially coming after that big disappointing fight against, not coming off, but one that comes to mind when he fought Bradley and didn't produce as well as people thought he would. I'm glad for the kid. And down the road, I could definitely see him put himself in a position to fight a Timothy Bradley in a rematch, because now his stock has gone up, because that performance he had against Maidana was off the charts. But that's all I have to say about it, sir. You know, that's all I have to
say. Yeah, Will T dropped the ball in this
one. I know, because he's supposed to be here to help me
that's
out.
That's our boxing analyst. I'm clearly not that. I'm more of an MMA guy. I say it all the time. That's not going to make our show. Very rarely does it, really. Since Fish has been on here, it hasn't made our show.
That's true, because Fish was a fan of it, too, and I'm not.
And mixed martial arts is bigger, and it's actually better than boxing right
it's
now.
It's not better.
But a lot happened over the weekend, including the NBA All-Star game. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Urban Sports Team on the Az Radio Network.
Urban Sports Team.
It is official. The Az Radio Network crew will be live at Public Bar in Washington, D.C. Thursday, March 8th, from 4 to 10 p.m. Come check out our three shows, The Upper 90, The Urban Sports Scene, and Chris and the Commish, as they broadcast live throughout the day. There will be drink and appetizer specials, giveaways, and surprise guests, not to mention Public Bar has 37 flat-screen TVs that will be featuring all the biggest conference tournament basketball games you can handle. We are also very proud to have Lorenzo Alexander from the Washington Redskins as our special guest and support his charity, Aces Foundation. Tickets for all of our giveaways will be sold at the door, with all proceeds going to support ACES. You can learn more at LorenzoAlexander.org. That is www.LorenzoAlexander.org. And to learn more about this event, go to our website, EyesRadio.com. That's E-Y-E-S Radio.com. And make sure you join us on Thursday, March 8th, from 4 to 10 p.m.
I forgot to mention in the beginning of the show that if you're on Podbean right now, hit the pause button, log off, and click on, not click on, I'm sorry, enter. You say it. Search the Az Radio Network, azradio.com, EYESradio.com, and check us out on there. We're trying to drive more traffic to Az Radio, as it's a website on the come up. If you heard the commercial,
which is played just right before this one.
You didn't have to say that.
It's the truth, though. It was.
Yeah, I was just saying. But if you just heard it, we're going to be live next week. Urban Sports Scene at the Public Bar in Washington, D.C.
I'm excited.
It's going to be off the chain. Az Radio is on the come up. Stock, buy stock on it.
Yeah, man. I'm excited about that show. Next week's going to be good. It's going to be one of the best shows we ever put together.
Yeah, and it's much better than looking at that black and green screen. Although, I like Podbean. Podbean's where we started. Check us out there, too. If you want to. If you're on iTunes, you can check us out at Podbean or Az Radio. Podbean is WALEO. That's waleo.podbean.com. Also, check us out on Twitter, Facebook. Just search Urban Sports Scene. Or you can email us at urbansports@azradio.com.
You got good at that, boy.
Shoot. Drop my water. Also, check us out on the Sports Crib, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday nights. The show is hosted by West Coast Steeler fan and somebody else.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Somebody I don't know who.
I don't know
Hopefully
either.
Hopefully I can get on there Thursday. I might.
No, he was on Thursday. Doc who? Hancock.
Okay, so Doc.
And the dude, and
I
the dude you were talking
branched
about.
Off.
And the dude you were talking about. I keep forgetting his name. Dang.
Who?
The dude that you said had the internship.
Chuck and Chernoff.
That's his name is?
No, that's the show in Atlanta that he interned for.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My bad. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
trying to grab my water.
No, you go get it. It's all good. Grab your water, man.
NBA All-Star Weekend was this past weekend. And you know what? I'm looking forward more to the skills competition at this point. That's actually entertaining. I wanted John Wall to win as a
loser.
You
watched that thing? Yeah. I didn't watch it all.
Darren Williams is competitive. Darren Williams, John Wall, Tony Parker, I think he won.
Yeah. I watched the dunk contest and the three-point contest. Didn't really watch anything else.
And those are getting bad, so...
Three-point contest was good.
Now the game itself, we'll talk about that in a second. That got good at the end, obviously.
Yeah.
I just want to mention, by the way, the Wizards, they're down 17 right now. And on the sideline, Nick Young and Singleton were sitting on the sideline laughing with each other. While Sam Cassell looks disgusted. He's headed for a head coaching job, by the way.
Yeah, I think so.
I think he'll be good at it, too, man.
I think
he's got a swagger.
I think he'll be the Wizards.
Actually... I would take him over Mark Jackson. I think Mark Jackson got an unfair advantage over some
people. I think he'll
people.
Be the next head coach of the Washington Wizards.
Let's talk about the game itself. All-Star Weekend obviously has lost its pizzazz in a sense. And some of the stars need to get in the dunk contest. I'm sorry. LeBron needs to get in the dunk contest. It's somebody else I was thinking who needs to get in the dunk contest. It's not Blake Griffin, although obviously that's an easy one. I wouldn't mind seeing D-Wade in it. He has you know, that flair to him. Russell Westbrook, that's what I'm thinking about.
John Wall should be in a dunk contest as well.
Russell Westbrook, too.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, but I'm not
Russell Westbrook actually looked like he got more bounce than D-Rose this past weekend. He looked like it. I'm not saying he does.
Well, you know what? D-Rose's
coach favored him, by the way. Didn't want to play him too much. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I could tell. Because he's not 100% either, though.
But I did like the game itself. I liked, of course, the ending. I always like when the All-Star game gets tight at the end. Stephon Marbury did that while we were in college, knocking down 2 threes.
AI, you mean
they
DC?
Yeah, they came back.
That was vicious.
When they were severe underdogs.
What do you think was better,
LeBron
though?
Did his thing. Kobe really heckled him at the end, if you noticed.
Yeah.
Because of that turnover. He kept saying, come on, LeBron. Getting on him.
But I looked at it as if, like, Kobe just kept it real with him because they're cool. That, you know, you need to take that shot. You know, I think everybody knows he should take that
Carmelo
shot.
Was wide open.
But he should took that shot, though.
He led the comeback. Yeah, he led the comeback, take the shot.
He
froze up in a moment.
Yeah, he did.
He was hurting, too.
Let's be real.
He was hurting, too.
He was pissed. Because, I mean, it's an all-star game. If you can't go for a winning shot in an all-star game where it really doesn't matter, then come on now. Really. It's an all-star game. Like, if he missed the shot, you think people would really be on Twitter?
Well, see, you know what, though? He made a nice pass to D-Wade to put them up.
Yeah.
And D-Wade dropped the ball.
Okay. Well, and how come no one says that D-Wade choked?
Because LeBron's a bigger figure. And
exactly.
D-Wade already has a championship and has proven to be clutch. LeBron hasn't, unfortunately.
But that was a choke move, though, right?
D-Wade, I don't know where his mind was. D-Wade is just so arrogant these days. It's ridiculous. Like, he tweeted before the game, 8th All-Star game from such and such Illinois, whatever part of Illinois he's from. I'm like, man, this is not the humble guy that we knew in the
beginning.
Yeah, not
at all.
When he started.
But I'm back on the game, though. I agree with you. It was an entertaining game. It's up there to me with the Allen Iverson Marbury game when you were talking about in D.C. Because it was so competitive at the end. It was so competitive. LeBron was making, like, every amazing shot. Fadeaway threes, step back threes. I mean, Kobe tried to check him. That didn't work. It was an amazing showcase of LeBron James and for KD, too, as well.
Yeah, LeBron stops himself, unfortunately. Yeah, it was good to see KD get that MVP. Shout out to him. He's from the DMV as well.
Of course.
Just to let y'all know, we represent
Roy Hibbert, shout out.
Let's go. Well, before we move on, we want to go back to the dunk contest. But D-Wade, we were just mentioning him. He fouled Kobe hard. You and I seem like we're the only ones that think that he doesn't like Kobe.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Even though they gave each other five after the game, but they didn't even look at each other. There's a bitterness with that relationship right there.
Yeah.
Ahead of what was supposed to be this, quote-unquote, dislike between Kobe and Ray Allen. But really, him and D-Wade. And D-Wade affected the man long-term almost. You know, broke his nose,
yeah,
a lot of concussion.
Yeah.
D-Wade, I don't know why he hates him so much. He's not even cool with Shaq no more. What's the big deal? I don't get it.
I mean, obviously, to me, it must stem from those games they did have, like they were on Christmas Day when Shaq was in Miami and
first
they had
game
to play,
back to
first
LA,
game
yeah.
Exactly. And obviously, back then he was tight with Shaq, or you know, acted as if he was tight with Shaq, whatever it was. So that game was already hyped and they already had a lot of emotion. So maybe Kobe rubbed him the wrong way from when during that time. But it's obvious. It's obvious to me and you. It's obvious. This is speculation between me and you. I'm not saying it's a fact, but to me, for me, it just seems like the grudge is real.
He didn't
like,
even try to help him up or nothing, though.
He didn't know, really. To me, after
didn't
he did it,
he just walked away.
He walked away, and like you and you saw, if you looked, I think the play a couple plays after that, he let somebody go free for like a dunk. Like so it shows to me that it's something about it. Because in the All-Star game, if a man gets by you, you're not going to grab him from behind.
Two things. First of all, Kobe annoys everybody with the All-Star game. It's like he really takes the scoring title, whatever you want to call it. He's now the leading scorer all time in the All-Star game. Ever since he's came to the All-Star game, he's taken it so serious, so much more serious than anybody I've ever seen. Even the rookie game when he was in, he took it beyond serious because he'll say that's his competitive nature, but it's his ego.
He's pressed.
He wants to be number one. Phil Jackson said that before they started winning championships. He said Kobe Bryant is the most bitter human being because he's worried about his legacy. At one point, Kobe was only averaging 15 for his career. And that was behind Vince.
Yeah.
That was behind some other notable names at the time. And he hated it. He's so concerned about his legacy that he wants to lead in every category. And he's a liar if he's saying he doesn't want to play to get 7 championships. Because really, Kobe's proven enough, in my opinion. If he retires tomorrow, he'll be looked at as one of the top 5 players ever.
Well, that's arguable.
If Jordan's number one, some people think he's better than Jordan. He's going to be looked at as one of the top 5.
Is
he the all-time leading scorer for Lakers? No, he's second, right?
Yeah, Kareem. Because yeah. Kareem's going to be number one. Because right, Kareem's too high.
Top 5.
Like I said.
In a lot of people's eyes. Now, maybe not me and you.
It's hard.
Well, and you don't like Kobe.
Well,
neither
do
I, for real.
Yeah, I mean, like, let's be real. When it comes to the All-Star game.
I got a second point, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just quick. No, but after the Rondo thing, my bad. After the Rondo thing last year when D-Wade fell on him and his arm bent that looked so nasty, people started to question whether D-Wade had started to become a dirty player. Similar to how people question if Dwight Howard is a dirty player now. But go ahead.
No, I'm just like, and he also gave when, you know, trying to get the MVP award. It's all about who really wants the MVP award to me. You know what I mean? Or who wants to be the leading scorer in the All-Star game. Because a lot of guys are passive in the All-Star game. Some people want it. Like, for instance, LeBron James in many All-Star games is ultra aggressive in All-Star games for some strange reason. Same for Kobe Bryant. So the whole thing about, you know, getting these MVPs and leading in scoring. For like LeBron and Kobe, they're press. So it doesn't really hold any weight to me. Like when Jordan and Magic, Bird, all them dudes played, it came in the flow of the game. They didn't try to get the award. They didn't try to get points. It came in the flow. When you look at Kobe and LeBron and some of these other, like even Dwayne Wade, it's not in the flow. They want to, even if you look, Kevin Durant wanted it. You could tell, like, he wasn't playing what he really wanted it. So it's different from like this whole thing about he shattered Jordan's record and all. That's nothing. Because really, in the grand scheme of things, Kobe was pressed to get it. And LeBron will probably shatter it because he's pressed
Jordan.
To get it.
I hate the Jordan-Kobe comparison because Jordan missed 3 years, you know, including the ACL injury when he first came into the league. But regardless, that's not the argument right now. It's just, it's a different time, evidently. People are taking the All-Star game a lot more serious. And Kenny Smith, you heard his bitterness. Some of the numbers that these guys get in with because the fans voted
him
in.
Yeah, but he's right, though.
These guys probably shouldn't be All-Stars, although Barkley said Kenny Smith was never good enough to be All-Star.
That was dirty. That was dirty.
It's kind of funny. Yeah, you know what? Shaq, Weber, Charles Barkley, and Kenny Smith together, man, it's a good combination.
It really is.
It's fun to watch.
It is. I mean, people
when they
hate on
Barkley
Shaq,
about kissing up to TNT producers, thought it was hilarious. That's the only other thing that stood out to me for All-Star Weekend.
What stood out to me pretty much was the rookie game. I like the rookie game. Kyrie Irving going 8-for-8 from 3 was impressive. John Wall's dunk stood out to me in a rookie All-Star game.
Another argument to have later on is what happened to Kobe? Where was this killer instinct in, quote unquote, being pressed when he was playing on the U.S. team?
Yeah, I knew it.
Because he had a terrible.
Because that's not giving him that's not adding to his legacy in the NBA.
Exactly.
That's why.
Perfect. But he couldn't shoot though.
But I'm saying it's just not added to
the 3-point line. The short 3-point line affected him. Please.
No one cares about in the Olympics. Trying to get the most outstanding player in the Olympics. No one cares about that. The only thing they care about the Olympics is for the team to bring in a gold medal and do it in a dominating way.
We could have so much more on Kobe. A whole show on him because it's so much that he does that annoys me. But moving on. Reports are that the Wizards are trying to trade Andre Blatch. Right now, it seems to be no takers. If there's going to be any team, who would be interested in him?
Well, I know reports not too long ago with the Bobcats because obviously they need help because they're an atrocious organization.
Run by Jordan.
Yeah, that's a good. Who would? Maybe it's a team like that needs youth.
We Tigers.
Maybe I know, right? We need Tigers. We need Tigers, Giants. Maybe like the Golden State Warriors. Maybe they need a big. Kwame Brown being out hurt. They need a big.
They shipped off Brandon Wright. They had one.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to be a star.
He's not a star.
UNC,
the Celtics. The Celtics, they need you.
Andre Blatch will still be a Wizard after the trade deadline, in my opinion, because nobody's going to take him. At this point, it's not worth it.
I agree.
He doesn't make your team better, even if you're a bad team. Even if you're trying to get younger, he doesn't make you better. The Celtics have Jeff Green coming back. You don't need Andre Blatch.
And
that's the only other team I can think of with Doc Rivers being a veteran coach and being able to discipline him. You know, is Boston is a town where it's not as much, I don't think, to do as D.C. That's the only team I could think of, but you got Jeff Green coming back next year. Hopefully, I'm hoping he recovers from that injury.
He's not under contract.
Well, that's true.
But I think they will. I agree with. I think they will resign him, though. I think they will resign him just because of that merit alone.
Well, hopefully, the Wizards could get him.
The Wizards need help.
He played in the Verizon Center.
Yeah, the Wizards need help. Period. All the way around. They need class. They need solid ball players. But I agree with. I don't think anybody is going to be willing to take him. Like I said, it goes back to Ernie Grunfeld. At least Ernie Grunfeld should have did it was amnesty, Blotch, or Rashard Lewis. I'm still trying to figure out why one or the other weren't amnesty. And then next season he could have amnesty somebody else. Or maybe that was with ownership as well. I have no idea.
Yeah, probably so. Ernie's gone after this anyway. But we talked about Kevin Durant earlier, who's from the DMV. Some people around here think Michael Beasley's better than Kevin Durant.
I did.
Not because, you used to say that, but not as far as the NBA goes, but from what you see locally, down in Berry Farms, Michael Beasley's a legend. Kevin Durant doesn't necessarily have that street ball game that Michael Beasley does. So, with that being said, Michael Beasley, he's in trade rumors. The Lakers have been mentioned recently. I could actually see where Beasley is maturity-wise. Now, I can see him playing with Kobe.
Yeah, I can. I can see him playing with Kobe. I can see that working out.
He could play like Lamar Odom.
Yeah. Well, I don't like Kobe. I dislike Kobe a lot. But there's one thing you cannot, care about Kobe Bryant is his work ethic. And that's something, you look at what Beasley is lacking. He needs that. You know what I mean? He needs that strong work ethic because he's talented. There's no reason why he should be the sixth man on the Minnesota Timberwolves, a team of a bunch of young players. He's talented enough to be a dominant scorer in this league. If you can work with a Kobe Bryant, see Kobe Bryant's work ethic, maybe that can carry on to him and he can get that mentality to be, I'd say, hey, I want to be one of the best in the league instead of being like, I'm just going to sit back and let my gifts do the talking. You know what I mean? And I don't think that's good for him. And there's also another rumor that the Celtics are interested in him as well, which I think is a decent fit. They need youth to go with Rondo. Jeff Green's still an option next year. I even heard the Celtics being interested in Greg Oden when he gets healthy down the road. Seriously, no joke. All jokes aside.
I'll tell you what, the Timberwolves are a bad organization. And it's amazing how many bad organizations the NBA has. Thank God for college basketball. We'll get there later. For now, let's go hard in the paint. All right, I'm going to take Aaron to follow, and I'll tell you why. When Denver played Oklahoma City tough recently, when KD went for 50, Russell Westbrook went for 40.
Michael Westbrook.
Aaron Aflalo, them boys played hard. I like Denver's team, actually. I wish they could get Wilson Chandler back. I was asking about him earlier.
Yes, you did.
But Aaron Aflalo, who doesn't get mentioned with the Ty Lawsons of the world, and even Andre Miller, he comes to play. That's what I want to say. He goes hard. He's going to go hard in the paint for me over next week. We'll check his stats out. I'll have those for you live at the public bar. Eyes Radio, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chris Kaman. Ever since the trade rumors have died down, they've activated him. He's been balling. Last three games, he had 12, 17, and 21. Matter of fact, his last game against Cleveland was 21 points, 13 rebounds. So I'm going to go with Chris Kaman going hard in the paint. Like the kid in college, I thought, for a center, defense with both hands, it's rare in the NBA.
All right, well, we're right on the verge of March Madness. Carolina Duke playing for a number one seed, in my opinion, coming up Saturday. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Urban Sports Scene on the Eyes Radio Network.
For ages.
My life is full of statistics. Thing is, I could have dropped out of school and become one myself, but I didn't. Because I had people that believed in me. Here's another statistic. 7,000 students drop out every school day. That's one every 26 seconds. It's time that students know that we believe in them.
Inspire a student and share your message of support at boostup.org.
You can listen to us on the Apple G's Radio Show on Sundays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/Apple G's. Apple G's is spelled APOGEEZS. The show is hosted by Vivian and Coach Rodney. Also, they're trying to put our show on their radio network. Excuse me.
Hey, Urban Sports Scene is growing.
Dog, it's like we're...
Continuously. I'm sorry, I may not be around to see all of it.
It's all good.
But I will be, actually. I'll be around to see all of it. I may not be a direct part of the show as much as I used to be, but it's all good. Big ups to the Urban Sports Scene. Wally's done a great job.
Hey, and we'll be on, like, we'll be syndicated like Sanford and Son, so it's all good. The more the merrier.
Like Martin.
Sanford and Son.
Martin.
Sanford and Son.
Martin comes on MTV too. Sanford and Son.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Comes on MTV too?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yep, and they have like trivia.
Legendary.
But let's talk college basketball. Like I said, we're on the verge of March Madness, which is exciting.
I'm very
Some
excited.
People like to gamble. Some people like to just watch a lot of games. Some people like to do both. Over the weekend, Wisconsin upset Ohio State. Now, you didn't see the game, but I do want to give a shout-out to Jerry Sullinger, the future wizard, because he faces so much. He faces more double teams than anybody in the nation. Now, when you watch Thomas Robinson play in Kansas, he faces a lot of double teams, too, but not like Sullinger.
Yeah.
Team's game plan just for Sullinger and Buford and the rest of those guys didn't show up.
Now, I wanted to say
on senior night too. He's the only senior.
There's this cat that I know is cool on me.
Wisconsin can shoot.
And he always finds a reason to say that, you know, Sullinger won't produce in the NBA. Like he always tries to find a reason.
I've seen him. You know he's on Twitter?
No, he's not on
Facebook?
Twitter.
Facebook?
No. He's just a regular joint. So he'll say like he's too small and he can't produce, he can't post it against bigger guys. But that's one thing you brought to my attention, like just with your point right now. Sullinger sees so many double teams. You know, he even said a dude from Kentucky was better than him.
Enes Kanter?
No. Who's on the team now?
Oh.
Not Davis. The dude who no shows.
Who?
The lefty who no shows.
I know you're talking about.
It's Jones. Like his last name Jones, right?
Yeah.
He said he's better than him. I was like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I couldn't think of his name. I drew a blank right there.
It's all good.
No, that's ridiculous.
You know what I mean? So I'm trying, but I'm glad you said that Sullinger deals with that much adversity on any given night he's on the court. I like that statement.
And he's actually unstoppable. And you know what? By the way, I just mentioned Enes Kanter. Enes Kanter's playing good.
When?
He's playing good. He may not have
Was he in a rookie game? I didn't think he was in a rookie game.
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
He wasn't.
But he's playing good. His numbers are actually solid. I'm telling you, he's gonna continue to get better. I think missing a whole year of basketball, you know, hurt him. But let's go back to college basketball.
Yeah.
Wisconsin, like I just said earlier, I whispered it while you were talking. They're a much better shooting team than what I gave them credit for. Now I've liked Baylor since last year. Deuce Bellows getting playing time now, by the way, which excites me. You don't know who that is.
I watched Baylor.
He's excited.
I watched Baylor.
You know who Deuce Bellows is though?
He's a
freshman.
I saw Lacey.
He went to high school with Quincy Miller. He got in the game, hit a three yesterday. I was excited. They're still not playing to a level where I think they can make a deep run.
Not really at all. But I do see, you know, after watching Perry Jones III, I watched him. He has a lot of ability, but he's a mental case.
Yeah.
A lot of ability, but he's a mental case.
I don't like
case.
Him because he's so tall. I wish he was about six, McGrady.
He does remind me of McGrady.
He'll be 6'11", though.
That's an upside. That's an upside for
yeah, like you said, he doesn't have it upstairs, though.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Missouri played Kansas tough in Lawrence. But Kansas just shows you that they might have the best home court in college basketball with that comeback. You know, I like Duke because Duke is so small. You cram so many people in, and they're right on you. But Kansas, for a kind of an up-to-date, newer venue, it has to be one of the best college basketball arenas in the nation.
I agree.
Although, you know, one could argue for Mizzou. Mizzou's off the chain when they get rocking. And there's one other one. Michigan State is tough to play.
The Curry down hard, too, when it's rocking.
It is. This year, they haven't seemed to be rocking like they usually
do. Unfortunately, where they are as a team. I think when you're a front runner, I think it's a little different.
It's amazing how people are placing them in the Final Four already, Syracuse. It's frustrating to me right now.
We'll see. Like I said, when tournament time will expose a lot of
Doug Gottlieb, Seth Davis, all them are saying Duke does not want to be a number two seed, because they're scared to play against Kentucky or Syracuse in their brackets. It's amazing. I'm honestly
maybe Kentucky, but not Syracuse. I think Duke matches up pretty well against Syracuse.
They
to me.
Do, but historically against the Big East in the tournament, they don't do well.
But I know, but I think this Syracuse team matches up.
I would love
fairly well
to see Kentucky and Duke go at it.
Oh, that wouldn't be a nice matchup. I think Kentucky will run them out the gym easily. You want to see it happen because you want to see Duke being run out the gym, or you want to see it because you think it's competitive?
No, I think Duke, I would love to see Rivers on that stage against other freshmen who are getting actually a little more publicity than he is.
Teague and Gilchrist and company.
He's played against them before.
Yeah.
And Teague actually has success against Rivers. That's because in high school, Rivers had the Kobe mentality. He didn't play much defense. Because Brandon Knight killed Rivers in high school, although Rivers outscored him, you know, but they went back and forth, but there wasn't no defense being played. You know, but I'm a Rivers fan, even though I'm not a Duke fan. I'm a Carolina fan, somewhat.
No, you're a Carolina fan. There's no somewhat
about it. I'm a Carolina fan, but I like Rivers, though, and I don't usually like a Duke player.
Well, Rivers is different. He's a different breed.
I liked him since he was a freshman. That's why.
Yeah, he's a different breed. You
in high school.
Yeah.
But I'm excited about the tournament. We'll see what happens when conference tournament time rolls around. I'm hoping Carolina wins the ACC tournament, whether they beat Duke or not. If they win the ACC tournament, they have a chance to get number one seed regardless of what happens Saturday, although we do feel like they're playing for that last number one seed. Now, Missouri, if Missouri can win the Big 12, with Kansas clinches at least a regular season title, I'm sorry, and some people think Kansas is the number one seed. Kansas lost to Duke and Maui. That was so fluke. That it pissed me off.
They are number one seed. They have a good resume. They went to Baylor, blew out Baylor.
People say Michigan State might be a number one seed.
Well, it's unclear. Michigan State right now is losing
right
Indiana.
Right now, Kentucky and Syracuse are the only two locks.
Well, Michigan State are losing to Indiana. They need that game to keep it going. If they lose that game, they're losing right now. Last time I checked, if they don't win that game, they're not a number one seed in my opinion. No, for Duke, because Duke beat them too as well. So Duke has that over them as well.
Michigan State played terrible in the beginning of the season. This is a typical Izzo team, as we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But quickly, let's analyze the Carolina-Duke matchup, because the ACC has a bad RPI, and this is why this game is so meaningful to both of them, because you got to have that good regular season record in the ACC with the RPI being so down. Miami loses to Maryland, then they go and beat Florida State by double digits, by 18, I believe. Yeah. And Miami, their big man, ineligible for the rest of the season.
Oh, the big fat boy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Out for the season. But they blew out Florida State with that announcement being 2 hours before game time.
Big up to Larry Nagler, man. He's doing a good job over there.
Yeah, local guy. Mason Nation, baby. Yeah. Mason could make a run to the Sweet 16 in the tournament this year,
I don't think so. Tom Block, I don't think so. Oh. Man, I'm not even hating. But what do you think is the key in a Carolina-Duke game on either side?
Shutting down the perimeter if you're Carolina, playing the screen and roll. That's how Krzyzewski beats many teams, is setting the picks, hitting the threes. It's going to be a tougher assignment this time, because everybody feels good shooting at home. Curry, Dawkins, Thornton, they all feel good shooting at home. But once you rattle that confidence, that's the key. You got to rattle that confidence. They can't go to the rack because you got your shot blockers inside. Zeller, keep giving him the ball consistently. There Don't go away from him. And Harrison Barnes, play your position, man. Post up. Give him the triple threat. You can't be stopped. All they have to do, Kendall Marshall has to come, and he has to play well in all aspects. He can't have a bad game. They keep it close. They'll have an opportunity. You know, that's all you got to do is ride their confidence. It's not the same Duke team. Duke almost lost at home recently.
They're always about losing home nowadays.
Yeah.
Every home game is
they
scary.
They stepped up to play Florida State well because Florida State beat them.
Yeah.
They always have an edge, and playing Carolina, they have an edge. But I think they'll be a little more relaxed. Maybe their guard will be down because of that big moment in Chapel Hill.
Well, the keys for Duke to win the game is obviously to try to get your Rivers off in this game. You know, that's the main
Coach
talent
K
you have.
Coach K let him loose.
That's the main talent you have. That's the advantage you have against Carolina. The advantage you have against Carolina is Rivers, and you gotta let Austin Rivers go. If he doesn't go, then you don't have an advantage in this game. You really don't. Duke has to contain Zeller, because you know that with Zeller what happened during the stretch at the end of that game that. Carolina didn't feed Zeller the ball enough during the stretch to end the game off. This time they're gonna feed Zeller. They're not gonna play with. So it's up to the Plumlee brothers to contain Zeller. They're gonna need to contain Zeller. But also, you know, like you said, the game is at home. They're gonna need their shooters to shoot. They're gonna need Kelly to shoot well. They're gonna need Seth Curry, who's played well of late. I think he's averaged like 20 points during the stretch, being their leading scorer down the stretch. And Dawkins, they need Dawkins to score. If Dawkins doesn't score, it's going to be hard for the team to win. I expect Carolina, honestly, to dominate this game. I think they're going to be salty. Zeller will do some good things. I think Zeller's going to have the best game out of them all.
Well, get Mason in foul trouble. That's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And always, that's how Miami really did damage to Duke. And like I said, Duke is vulnerable. But in this rivalry, you can never predict anything. You never know who is going to be that person. It could be Tyler Thornton for Duke that steps up and makes some fluke shots or something. Sean Dockery did that against Carolina time and time again. Stepping up, Wojo did that. These guys who aren't the most offensively talented, but this rivalry brings out the best.
But it's so funny, like when you, like for instance, you know, Duke goes into Carolina, beats Carolina. Now, you know, usually you would think, okay, well, Duke has the advantage. Duke's gonna be at home. They're gonna beat Carolina, and you know they're gonna sweep the series. But that doesn't typically happen in this series. Usually, something like this, when you expect the team to win, it kind of flips. You know, it kind of flips.
Carolina took their foot off the gas, as we talked about
previous shows
in that game. Yeah, and it's a difference in coaches. Coach K has more of a killer instinct than Roy does.
All right, speaking of Roy, do you think Roy, there's more pressure on Roy in this game due to the fact what happened in Chapel Hill?
There is some pressure, but the alumni has his back. The university has his back. He's brought two chips there this decade. Enough said. Roy, while he may catch some backlash from it, maybe from the local media, but the alumni, the faculty, the administration, has his back. He's good to go. But it's pressure on himself because he has high expectations. But he's a good coach. We know that. Like I said, him and Coach K are different. You don't see Roy Williams getting as fiery as Coach K does. Coach K is going to get in his players' stuff if halftime they're down. Versus Roy is going to take a more calmer approach with no pressure.
Man, I think there'll be pressure on him. It'll be
from the media.
Self-pressure. But I'm not saying pressure on him being fired because he's one of that. He's won a couple of national championships in Carolina. So I don't think pressure about him being fired, but there'll be pressure on him. And obviously, like you said, from the media. The media is going to get on him, obviously, to me. But other than that, man, I think he does have to show some calmness and how getting this team playing great down the stretch of a game. In the second half, maybe the last 7 minutes, he has to have this team playing easy basketball, easy winning basketball, you know. And I think he learned from what happened in Chapel Hill. He'll make an effort to make sure that Zeller gets touches down the stretch, because that's one mismatch, in my opinion, that Duke has no answer for.
Yeah, the one thing I want to say is Roy, I know you're not listening to this show, but I'm talking to you anyway. Play the perimeter. I can't stress that enough, because you got Hinton inside who's going to block shots if they try to come inside. Play the perimeter. Don't be worried about, you know, overcommitting on screen and roll. They go to the rack. It's going to be tough. Now, the referees might be on their side, and Dick Vitale may be calling the game, so they may have some practice, that will be in their favor. But Roy Williams, you're a good coach. I like Roy. He's good to go. He's going to put pressure on himself, as we identified, and the media is going to put pressure on him. But everybody knows Roy's job is secure, and everybody's behind him in Chapel Hill.
Real quick, we know if Duke wins this game, they'll be a one seed in the
tournament.
Maybe
not obviously. If they go to Greensboro, well, it might not be in Greensboro this year, but if they go to the ACC tournament and get knocked out by NC State.
You think so?
If they do, I don't see him being a one seed. Because ACC's RPI is so jacked up that you got to win. Some are saying, experts are saying, they might have to win this game and run the table in that tournament to win. Both Carolina
run
and
Duke. Run the table?
Yeah, they may have to win.
I think Carolina may have to, but I don't think Duke has to. I'll take that back. If Duke loses this game, yes, they have to run the table to be a number one seed.
See, the thing that I like about Carolina I don't like about Duke is that Coach K will play you at the Maui or at the Jimmy V, you know, tournament. But he won't go to Kentucky like Carolina does every year. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's true.
He doesn't he likes to do neutral site games.
He'll do neutral before.
Or he'll
goes
bring
to
you the camera.
Well, I'll give him credit. He did go to Ohio State.
And look what happened.
I know. No,
that's
I'm
why
not
he
arguing.
Doesn't do it.
I'm not arguing, I'm just saying he did it. He did it. He does it every once in a while. Like, he'll go to Georgetown. But that's usually a trade, though. It's a trade. It's like,
yeah,
you go here, I go here.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'll give you that. I won't argue that. I'll give you
so
that.
So that's what – but you know what? I'm not the one making the decision. Shout out to Joe Lenardi. You know, I look up to you, brother. Northwestern, you still got them in. I wanted to see them finally make a tournament. That would be great. And to see them actually win a first-round game, I'm telling you. I just love the tournament. So much is going to happen. So many people are going to punch their bids. Belmont hopefully will go. Belmont can beat some big D1 schools, I'm telling you.
Yeah, they almost beat Duke. They almost beat Duke in the beginning of the season.
Belmont, if Davidson can squeak in, Davidson beat Kansas early in the year.
That's true, they did beat Kansas.
They can win. It's going to be a great tournament. I'm hoping. And finally, we won't see, what's the names? Butler. We won't see Butler.
Don't say that. You don't. They can win the tournament. They can win their tournament. Excuse me.
No. I'm not saying we won't see them. I'm just saying it'll be a new phase as far as upsets go.
I know you're saying.
Finally, you know, I love the Butler story though. I wouldn't have a problem with it, but I want to see like a Belmont or a school from one of these smaller conferences, Missouri Valley, just go in there and win some games. Mason, like VCU did last year.
Yeah,
it was
true.
Good to see.
I can't wait, man.
I love the tournament. It's my favorite event. College basketball probably is my favorite sport outside the NFL, which is tough. But we're not going to make that comparison right now. But there's no better event.
There's no better postseason.
Postseason.
There's no better postseason in college basketball.
Bottom line.
It is what it is. I think the show's a wrap, though.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I'm looking at the notes. I don't see anything else to talk about. What do you see? Unless you got some... Oh, yeah, big up to the Hoyas, man. Let's go, Hoyas. We beat Notre Dame yesterday.
I'm looking at high school basketball, and a lot of people still haven't made decisions just yet. But, I mean, obviously the whole country's looking at Shabazz Muhammad.
Yeah.
Don't
do it for me.
You know, I'm thinking it's because he plays with Bishop Gorman. They're still second place in their state. But I want to see what decision he makes. I'm hoping he goes to the Big East, though. I watched Pittsburgh also play. And Pittsburgh's having a horrible year. Shout out to the West Coast Steelers fan. But Lee Woodall, St. Anthony's, he doesn't look as good as he did in high school.
Woodall? He's supposed to be like their point guard, right?
Yeah.
He's not that good either.
Now in high school, they were stacked. I know you saw the special on Bob Hurley.
I didn't see it.
Back then?
I didn't see
it. Tyshawn Taylor was on his team. Mike Rosario.
Tyshawn Taylor's on that team?
Yeah, Tyshawn Taylor wasn't even the best player, and he's balling too. By the way,
in Kansas, yeah, he's getting his man.
He's gonna go to the league. He wasn't even the best player on his high school team. St. Anthony's is a powerhouse.
It is.
And they're struggling to financially. It's crazy.
He gets busy. Tyshawn Taylor gets busy.
And on that note, you know, I think when you think St. Anthony's, you think about DeMatha here. That's like the local powerhouse. Shout out. Well, rest in peace to the football player who died recently.
Oh, someone died from DeMatha?
Yeah, big kid, man. He just signed a scholarship too to play for Alabama State. Big dude, about 6'7", 3 something. Offensive lineman passed away from a blood clot. So
sucks.
Just our condolences go out to his family.
Yeah, most definitely.
And look out for high school basketball. You got the kids from Marcus. I don't know if it's Marcus Academy or Marcus Prep out in Texas. They're going to be at Oklahoma State next year. That's a good recruiting class coming in. Obviously, locally here we have Montrose, who actually is kind of replacing DeMatha as a local power.
Yeah,
now you think
is.
About it. Justin Anderson going to Virginia. Virginia with a nice squad this year.
Is he going to come and be a nice addition?
Don't
Harvey Grant son play for DeMatha? He's going to, was it Pitt or something like that? I know I'm wrong. I'm sure I'm wrong.
I would think he would go to Clemson, but I'm not sure. That's where his brother went. That's where, you know,
maybe
Grant
it's
brothers
Clemson.
Went.
I think I want to say it's a Big East. Maybe I'm wrong. Oh, Syracuse? I thought it was a Big East school.
St. Anthony's. They reproduced Gilchrist, Kyrie Irving over the past few years. Rosario may not go to the league. He doesn't have the athleticism as we talked about before. But I'm excited about high school basketball. Hopefully Maryland can get some of these local recruits who are going to the next Durant and Beasley.
Like I told you, they had some kid from Texas, a 7-footer who's supposed to be, whose name is Shaquille, like Shaquille O'Neal. So hopefully Maryland, that he helps Maryland and gets them over the top. But I like Maryland's team as constructed with some of the young guys they have now. Nick Faust. I'm a big fan of Nick Faust, man.
Yeah, and, he's a baller. I like him.
Yeah, and they got a shooter coming to Maryland too. I forgot. Caucasian kid.
Let's do it. Beat Duke.
That's all they care about around here is beating Duke, I swear.
Yep. Carolina is the bad and Duke is the ugly. That's what they say. They sell shirts. They say the good with the turbans, the bad North Carolina and the ugly Duke.
Get a life.
Unfortunately, Duke doesn't view you as a rival. So
they don't.
Sorry, but check out the show on wadio.podbean.com sometimes if you want to listen to it twice. But if you're going to check the show out, As Radio Network is the place. AsRadio.com. That's EYES Radio. .com. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And you can email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com and also change that da.game6@gmail.com. Blog Talk Radio, we're on there on two different shows, the Apple Jesus Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and Thursday nights, the Sports Crib at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So the Urban Sports Scene is everywhere, continuing to grow. Next week is my last show.
Supposedly.
Live public radio. Well, one of my last shows. One of my, I won't be a regular.
All right,
anymore.
Let's be real. All right, I mean, just to stop this whole thing. This is not your last show. He won't be here.
I won't be in a picture or nothing like that.
He'll be in a picture.
Be in a paragraph.
He'll be in a paragraph. He just won't be there every week or every two, three. He'll be some, you know.
Be very spread.
Yeah, exactly. He'll be spread out. And also, dude's going to DeMatha. Grant's son is going to, it's not DeMatha. He's going to DeMatha. He's going to Syracuse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's going to Syracuse. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I saw him playing summer league, pretty good.
Yeah,
I missed Roosevelt game tonight. They played Laurel. I'm pretty sure they won. Flowers versus Roosevelt is going to be the big game. Hopefully that takes place. I want to see my man Akil Charles go back to the States playing at Comcast. They lost to little Akil Carr, who was the kid from Baltimore who
everybody knows.
5'6" Duncan. Yeah. You can't stay in front of him. Oh yeah,
AI ish. Yeah, everybody's talking.
High school basketball is where it's at. If you don't check it out, you need to. Trust
public,
me.
Like Ray said, Public Bar, D.C. We're going to be there 6 to 8, Thursday, March 8th. Check us out. If y'all really follow us and listen to us, be there. And definitely, if you are there and you support us, you'll be on the show. We'll put you on the show.
Yeah, I'll be shaking hands and signing autographs. So
yeah, kissing babies.
Eating tater tots.
Kissing babies.
Tater tots at the bar. I mean, I've never seen that before, so it's new. Yeah,
No onion rings, though.
With three different sauces.
No onion rings?
Nope.
But buffalo wings, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's going down. You know what I mean? Not like Jasper's,
yeah.
Though.
Oh, yeah. The Redskins. The Wizards on 8-0 run, they still down 10. Oh, the state of
also,
DC. State of DC Sports. Look out for that.
Yeah, that's maybe
the State of the Union.
Be on next Thursday, I'm guessing. Maybe.
We'll see.
But anyway, we get at y'all, man. Holler at us.